The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter through it are many. How narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, it really is lovely to see some familiar and friendly faces here this morning. It's been a very, very lonely place. And I never get used to just talking to a camera. The camera never says anything to me. I feel like I'm talking to myself. So it's grand to see you here this morning, and you're very welcome. And indeed, the people at home who are listening to this Mass and watching it, you too are very, very welcome. Now, just a moment or two on the Gospel this morning. You might be wondering, why would Jesus use language like, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, or throw your pearls before swine." He was using some common used Jewish phrases of his time. And the interesting thing is, they were very racial and prejudiced, those phrases. And they were the phrases that Jews used to refer to anybody who were not part of their Jewish religion. For example, you remember Jesus in the Gospel referred to the Canaanite woman as a dog. Now, he was just using a racial slur there, a phrase commonly used in the time of Jesus. Also, you know how racially prejudiced the Jews were to the Samaritans. So Jesus lived in a time of racial prejudice. It's nothing new. It's nothing new. But then he came immediately and he said the way to get over that, and the way to get over that is love. I really think that it's a great time in our country at the moment here, and all over the world, in fact. Suddenly people have become more aware of everybody matters, and it doesn't depend where you come from, the accent you have, or the color of your skin, but every single person is loved by God. And that's the key to solving this problem, is love. That's what Jesus says in the Gospel this morning. Do to others what you would want done to you. And if you try and live your life in love, then you will be doing exactly what Jesus wants you to do. Many people continually worry about dying and will I get to heaven. If you love and try and treat everybody as Jesus would treat them. Remember when Jesus was describing the last judgment, he never mentioned anything about sins of sex or telling lies or having a bad thought. He said, the only question, did you love? Did you show love? That also needed love. That even if you give a cup of water in my name, I will not forget you. Simple little things, nothing major. A simple smile at somebody sitting on the street. A simple good morning, how are you? That's love, and that's what we need to do today. Ignore no one.